Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold. It's happened before.
Welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, Dave from LA, coming to you live from FEMA region number 6, and today is April the 19th, 2017. We have a live show for you today, a very important show. It is a Wise Wednesday, and Brother Davis is going to be there in queue, ready to go. So we're going to get to that as soon as we handle some of the administrative things. We're going to talk about how you can support Black Talk Radio Network and all of the programs that are brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. Very, very important. And that you do that. And you can easily do that by going to www.blacktalkradionetwork.com. And there on the website, you'll see the donation prompt. Please give some of your financial energy so that this network can continue to grow and do all of the things that are so necessary for it to bring you the information that will become, that is very, very, very important. So definitely you can do that at blacktalkradionetwork.com. Also, blacktalkradionetwork.com has a social media outlet network as well, where you can engage in all of your social media activities like you do on Facebook, Twitter, and all of the other mainstream ones. But you could do it in a more secure, sincere way, where your identity won't be sold to any bidder and it is not going to adversely affect you, which many of us think don't know that it does by our overall social mainstream social media engagements that we do, you know, from Facebook to tattletaling, I mean, Twitter and everything else. So definitely come on over to BTR, and that's known as BTR Community. You can find it on the website for Black Talk Radio Network or go to its own site, and that is www.btrcommunity.com. You can very easily do that there. Also, if you would like to acquire, before I say that, it's $24 a year for the overall membership. Be a part of it. You could post there and give information about yourself, your business, events that's going on in the community, or just events that's going on that you would like to highlight and bring more public awareness to. You could do that in BTR and all of your other social media activities. You could do that at BTR. Come on over there. It's the only place that I post. I'm not on Facebook, any Facebook anymore, but from time to time I will, before I get off of there completely. But I don't do any engagements because I have a couple of groups that are there that, because of what's going on in the world, need to kind of stay in contact with them there. So be a part of BTR Community, $24 a year. Very, very cheap. Also, If you would like to acquire real money and to save in real money so you can save as a lady and a gentleman or as a king and a queen, you could do that at Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITYMINT.com. Check out what's in inventory. There's a whole lot more that's there than what's there on the website. Then definitely, if you would like to actually acquire some of the real metals, make sure you email Wolf, like the animal, WOLF, the number 6, PACK, Wolf 6 Pack 1 at Gmail, and Pack is PACK, the number 1. So once again, is Wolf, WOLF, the number 6, PACK, the number 1 at gmail.com. So that someone can reach out to you and explain, make sure that you understand the overall buying process, and so that you show you how to buy correctly. And that's very, very important. It's important for you, for you to do that. And, or you could text me at 951-790-8330. The metals are going to be very, very difficult to get in the future, so get them while they're asking the wrong price for them, and you will be quite happy that you have. So do what you can and save in real money. In real money, not in, you can't save in a debt instrument, because that means you're still in debt. So you want to save in real money. That's the trick that they play against everyone. So we'll talk about that more extensively. So, and you could do that at Prosperity Mint. So definitely check that out, and then email us at wolf6pack1@gmail.com or text me at 951-790-8330, and I will definitely get back to you. Just say, hey Dave, give me a call. Would like to know more about the precious metals, and I will get you squared away. Okay, so now let's jump into what's in the news. There's a lot of, it's always a lot, but things are starting to definitely fall into place. So let me jump into what's in the news. I wasn't able to post that much today. Very, very busy. So, but we got some good stuff that's there. And let's jump to it. First article, last article that was posted. I posted this one not too long ago. Oops, let me move it down. Bear with me, y'all. And what's in the news is this one comes from Fox News. Russian bomber flies near Alaska again. Excuse me, Russian bomber again flies near Alaska. For the second consecutive night, Russia flew in two long-range bombers off the coast of Alaska, this time coming within 36 miles of the mainland while flying north of the Aleutian Islands, two U.S. officials told Fox News. And these are what's called runs, ladies and gentlemen. These are bomb runs. And this isn't just bombs where they're going to be dropping bombs. These are bombs in which they're going to cruise missiles or nuclear missiles that will be used to take off from there. So they're definitely, and I know this very familiar from my military days. I was actually stationed in the Aleutians, and I know that is definitely some things that happen in the overall depth and gravity of it is because we are moving much closer to World War III and global nuclear war one. And this is something that you need to continuously be preparing for. It is going to come as a thief in the night and as a surprise. And when it unfolds, it could actually unfold very, very, very quickly. So be prepared for it all. And we're going to try our best to get you prepared. Just heed to what, the current threat considerations that you should have to protect yourself and your family and our community. So check out that article. Next article from antimedia.com. Hundreds of U.S. Marines headed to southern Afghanistan. The whole, and we've been talking about the deployment of the military throughout the world is the re-engagement of the massive military employment because of the wars are going to start to kick off, ladies and gentlemen. So you need to know that they're preparing and they're positioning, and that means that you need to be doing the same. And I anticipate once that happens, when the war happens, the troops will be trapped overseas, and you will be here defending yourself from the current situation, crisis situations that will be coming up. So be dutifully prepared. Next article, Roz posted this one. Death of trailblazing black female judge is suspicious, police said. Police are treating the recent death of Justice Sheila Salaam, the first African-American woman to serve in the high court in New York, as suspicious. And this was last week. This judge, Salaam, was found dead last week after her husband had reported her missing earlier in the day. So check out that. That came from Huffington Post. And Rod said, I knew this from day one. Check out that article. Next one, South Korea South Korea tests prepaid cards to replace pocket change. And this is something that's going to be going across the world because they want to get you out of things that could protect you. Pocket change, ladies and gentlemen, is more money than cash is. Cash is not money. Pocket change actually is. Coins are, because the cash is actually a debt note, while the coins are not a debt note. It doesn't say that on there for a reason, but these are some economic truths that are continuously hidden from us because they want to enslave and subjugate and put us in a position of disadvantage. It's on coming upon you to think beyond the tricks and the lies and the schemes, or be subject to them. So check out that article. Great article, Roz. Thanks for posting that one. And Roz said, I hope you got to see the video I sent. It's incredible, but credible. And I think he was sending that to me. Yes, I started that, and I'll hit you up, Roz, about that one. Pretty good one. All right, next one, Roz put this one, is from a must-read from EcoWatch. Trump's 100 Days of Harm, Enough is Enough. Check out that one. Then I posted something from Cerebrally Naive Network where an alligator had climbed in somebody's porch. Check out that video. Just crazy, crazy, crazy. Just imagine that. You're going to go outside with some, you know, going to go hang out on or you get, my goodness, you got your children and you're going to go hang out, you know, on the patio, you know, with some tea or whatever, and you send your child outside and your young child and thinking that everything is fine out there, and lo and behold, it's an alligator. Be mindful of your surroundings. And this needs to, I say this because this is another example of the things that possibly could happen. You need to be mindful of, and I'm not sure where this was, but it's let's say if it was in Florida. If you're in Florida, you know you got to deal with alligators and things of that nature from time to time. So be mindful of that in your overall consideration, because you don't want to not consider it, and then one day that's now all of a sudden you see why you should have considered it. So just be mindful of your surroundings at all times, and not saying that things can't happen, but try to minimize things from happening. But this thing climbed two stories. I don't know what was up with that. So I didn't get to see the actual video or the article. I just saw it and posted for you to take a look at. Next article comes from everythinghealth.com, Men's Guide to Essential Vitamins. Check out this. We definitely need to get up on our vitamins and our essential oils. This is why we're going to bring back the precious metal class and the preparedness classes that we will be bringing to you relatively soon to help you out. Next article from Everyday Health as well. Nine do-it-yourself health checkups for women. So definitely check that out, ladies and men, to help the ones, the sisters and the women in your lives that you absolutely love. Okay, check that out, article out. Also from Everyday Health, laughter benefit, the health benefits of laughter. Ever since I was a kid, I've actually been able to laugh at pretty much everything. And it's definitely something that's very, very important for me. I know it's just something with me. I just can't help it. I just laugh at pretty much everything. And I have a friend, one of my best friends. Whenever anything bad happens to us, first thing we do is laugh, and we can't stop laughing. It's crazy, and it's really, really fostered such a great bond between me and my brother, and we've been doing this for a very, very, very long time. So we laugh at everything bad that happens to us, or just it's just crazy how that happens. First thing we do, I don't care what it is, I'll call him or he'll call me with something real bad that has happened, and first thing we laugh. It's crazy. So, but it helps us balance everything, and it's so, so cool. And so bring that a part of your life as well. Next article. I posted this one, and this was from newser.com. A worrisome number of U.S. phones. Oops, let me move this down. A worrisome number of us use phones while behind the wheel. I couldn't see that from here. I had to pull it down. A worrisome number of us use phones behind the wheel. And it's showing this elderly lady on the phone. And, y'all, I'm going to tell you, I've been seeing that so much. It's where, you know, you're getting grandma on the phone, driving and on the phone, and it's grandma and grandpa on the phones, and it's such a bad thing, and we're all kind of guilty of it, and we need to be mindful of it, because we put ourselves in real danger. And I know for me, talking about it now, that means that I'm really going to have to do it, because this is sometimes how I read as, hey, do this or else something could be, this is a signal or and a sign to me that I need to pay attention to it just before it happens to me. So I know I'm going to be very, very mindful. And I want to make you all mindful of that. Be aware of that, because this could be an indication to you, energy-wise, that, hey, make sure that this doesn't happen to you. So let's do that, ladies and gentlemen, because you never know. An incident like that could be coming up. So I just wanted to give that heads up and not to ignore it. It's better to recognize it and energize it, so that it can give the offering protection, because this could be very critical to someone, to me or to you or someone listening to this radio broadcast. Very, very important. So let's be mindful of that. Don't use your phones. Pay attention to the road, okay? And that is just good sense. Let's practice good sense. Just because we've gotten away with it before doesn't mean that we're going to be able to continue to get away with it, okay? Ignoring reality. You can ignore reality, but you can never ignore the consequences of ignoring reality. Okay, so next article. Good News Network. Trust in community leads to better long-term decisions among the poor. Good News Network. So I wanted to post this one. I'm not too keen on the overall photo of a person hugging the priest of a Roman Catholic church. Sorry, that's, you know, for me, I'm going to give that disclosure. No, not everyone is bad, but there are some organizations that have some real purposeful character flaws, and these aren't just things that you can excuse. It's better just to not to trust and to move away from it, but the overall essence of the article is really good. Very, very important that we establish more community trust, because that is going to lead to a better long-term decision, not only among the poor, but of all. And it's very, very important that we do that. And we're going to be engaging in some of those activities. I actually had a meeting today with a very, very smart and important ideas from a group that we will be introducing you to at the appropriate time, that is going to be dealing in just in that. Look forward to it. So next article, last article, and this one is from Mail Online. LHC, Large Hadron Collider, finds intriguing anomalies that could rewrite rules of physics. And we're going to talk back more about the Large Hadron Collider in the coming shows and what that is all about. Don't trust them at all one bit. Never can, never have, never will. And so that's what's in the news for today. And we have Wise Wednesday with Brother Davis, and I'm pretty sure Sister Davis will be chiming in. So appropriate, and I'm looking forward to it. So I'm going to pass it over at any time. If you'd like to get in and talk to Brother Davis or Sister Davis, please give us a call at 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. And when you call in, hit **. And if what you could do, because I'm not going to – I got to do a couple of things, so I won't be able to monitor the board as much as I was always – that I usually be – oh, excuse me – that I'm usually able to. So if you call in, just be polite and just say excuse me so that Brother Davis can hear you if you have a question or comment. So that's what you just need to do. Just call in and just, you know, quietly say excuse me, or just, you know, just make a kind of a noise, and Brother Davis will hear you and know that there's a caller in queue, and he'll go to you if I'm not on the board, because there's a couple of things that I have to get done. So I'm going to be coming back and forth when we'll be checking. So give Brother Davis a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. We're going to go to Brother Davis now, who is in queue. Brother Davis, thank you for you being you and for having the great queen that you actually serve in Sister Davis. Much love, much respect.
Thank you, thank you. And thank you for the opportunity, my brother, to be my brother. I tell you, it's always good when I get a chance to get on the radio to open the doors to another level of which we could live. See, one of the things I try to keep on a very low key is that everything that I speak about that are dealing with universal principles in the realm of time and space is infinite. So when you operate in them, whatever it does to help you, you can duplicate that a million times. Because in the realm of time and space, and that means to live, to be physical and alive in this world, we must live in the parameters of time and space. But we're not limited to that, but I want to make that very clear real quick. So, yes, brother, it's always good to hear your voice. My brother,
hey, you know what, Brother Davis, real quick. Can I just, I just want to, what Brother Davis just said and shared is so true. We have to invest forward with what we've learned, the good seed, and what we've learned that is actually been beneficial to us. We have to duplicate it, and we have to harvest that so that it will continue to be seeded to bear great fruit. And Brother Davis, you said it so well, and it's so true. We have to multiply the good. And because, and this is why Wise Wednesdays is truly Wise Wednesday, and why, you know, Brother Davis and Sister Davis and all of you are wise individuals, because you are here actually engaging in this energy of Brother Davis multiplying and Sister Davis multiplying, as well as you're multiplying. And this is so important. And I just wanted to say that was so true what Brother Davis said. I live by this. The process of learning is never complete until you give away what it is that you've learned. And that's so, Brother Davis, well said. And that's why I appreciate you and Sister Davis for what you do and what we're going to be doing collectively together in the future.
But the best part about this, brother, is that we literally are seeding and harvesting in each other. You see, I hear things on your show that I literally apply to my life, and I benefit by them by applying the knowledge that I get there. And see, a lot of times we fail to realize that seed time and harvest doesn't always come down to the farmer aspect, because each one of us are perpetual energy. We could operate in those very things in different aspects of our lives and whatever we do. That's what makes us infinite in the era of time and space. Now, I wanted to point that out to take you into where we want to go tonight. There's so much happening around us that is outside of us. And we must understand that when it is outside of us, literally we have a certain degree of control, but only over our lives, not over the situation that's evolving around us. So we must learn how to operate to our most effective advantage. So in order to give you the understanding of operating to your most effective advantage, I must point out to you the aspects of working in harmony with the universe. And how is that? When you are wise enough to understand the importance of your karma. Your karma is literally the canvas in which you are designing your future by the way you carry yourself today. One of the unique things is a person's karma is their subconscious revolve of the basics of accumulating desires, beliefs, and feelings by which people live. Okay? So if you live on a very low level in life, then that's the way your karma is going to return to you. Now, what is a low level in life? A low level in life, you've heard me say many a times, and you've seen it yourself, is when you see people on the corner with signs. Now, here's the unique thing about that. Some of those people that are out on that corner are hustling. But see, you don't know that because they're applying a principle on you, and that principle is charity. All right, and it's good to be charitable because the basics of karma returns. So regardless of what that person's intent is, if your intent is pure in reference to your character, even if they are running a scam, what you contribute, you contribute according to your character, not according to what they're doing. And that's why you heard me say I carry cold water around for situations like that. Now, the reason being is because if I don't have any resources on me, but I have water, I could give them the nectar of life. And a lot of times, people don't understand the importance of just making a gesture like that in a timely fashion. And here's what's so unique about it. You are building karma in your life. See, a lot of people fail to realize. So if you desire wealth and you carry various actions in an attempt to gain wealth, you set up the basics to seek wealth. These actions come to you and are stored by you by the way you carry yourself on a daily basis. If a person is evil in life and their karma is based on the way they treat people, then that is going to also return to them. And this is known as hell. And this is where the precepts of heaven and hell came from. Because in order for there to be a good, there had to be a bad. Before there had to be a grace and divinity, there had to be a hell. Now, understand how I said that. Because, see, a lot of times people don't speak in reference to the totality of your being. And in the totality of your being, what you are establishing is a stage of divinity in your life. And through karmatic actions, if you just learn or teach yourself, you can be blessed by the seed that was planted in you to help you identify what you're trying to do. You can actually control certain circumstances if you put the things in order to work in your favor. You see, if you're going out here and you're doing your best to be sincere and people aren't getting it, and sometimes you get so burdened by it, do not be discouraged. And the reason why I say do not be discouraged is because heaven is what you make it, and hell is what you make it. So if you are trying to make your heaven, it will eventually evolve the way that you want it to evolve. Now, a lot of people are looking at this and saying, I want to hit the lottery. You have to understand, the universe does not work on a materialistic or egotistical level. And why? Because those things are either eternal or projected eternal. Okay, material is external or projected external. Materialism is external. And you know, regardless of what it is that is material, one day it's going to lose its glow. And when it loses its glow, you lose your interest. A perfect example is how many times have you gone out and bought somebody a gift that you were real excited about it, but you didn't see that when they received it. It's not that they were not excited about it. It's their perception of excitement was not the same as yours. So then do not be discouraged. Now, the reason why I decided to come this way is because there's so much happening around us. And it all looks so negative. Well, the thing about looking negative has nothing to do with you. Because even in the most negative circumstance, you can be the light that shines on those who are downtrodden by that very same circumstance. And you've seen it. You've seen people who always seem to find the joy in a circumstance. And when you do that, you're literally building your karma on the universal level. Now, universal laws apply to everybody, especially every living thing. Now, some of you are probably saying, well, really, do you realize that you're a plant just like the plants you look outside and see? Because they require nutrition and sun, and you require nutrition and sun. They require water, and you require water. They reproduce, and you reproduce. You know, there's so many similarities right there. There has to be something unique about a being that separates you from all of the living things. And see, these are the things that we must start to operate in so that we can change the karma. And regardless of what happens around us, we find solitude in knowing that we are initiating the things in the universe to bring us the most positive result from any circumstance we're in. And I'm going to tell you something. I've experienced these things. I'm not telling you something that I've read in a book. Of course, that's probably how I got my source of it. Or I was in the presence of a sage. Okay, now what is a sage? A sage is one who has lived with wisdom to be able to be the transference of that knowledge. So a sage may not tell you the solution to the math problem, but what they will do is help you understand the structure to find the resolve. Because the work has to be done by you in order for you to grow by the experience. And that's why you've heard me say that I will help, but I will not lead. And the reason being is because there's, once again, the principle of karma comes into play. If I lead and my intent is maneuvered by whatever, and it could be anything from greed, temptation, it can be just my own ego. All of these things are operating within our karma. So really what I'm telling you is that a lot of what you have been taught is all wrong. It's been totally a lie. And it's compounded lie after lie after lie after lie. So it's changing the DNA of your thought process. So that when you've really come to the revelation, it's like, wow, all that time I've thought, and it really shakes some people up. But the reason why it shakes them up is because they put so much of themselves in the idea that someone else was giving them. Not saying that idea was wrong, but was it fruitful for you? I know people who have degrees out the wazoo. And every time I see them, hey, how you doing? What you doing now? I ain't doing anything. Now, they got all this education, but they can't either find a situation that's suitable for them, or they can't find they can't create a situation that is suitable for them. Have they created them? Many times they have created. But because they're not satisfied, or because it was done out of an emotion or whatever, these things are all fleeting. So when it keeps moving on, they lose their interest. It's just like a feeling. You know, some days you just feel great. And other days you just can't understand why you feel a certain way. That's because feelings are fleeting. And they're attached to emotion. And one of the unique things about them is that we can control them. Do we? We haven't been taught to. Should we? Absolutely. And the reason why we should is because when you can control your emotions, you are more founded in making decisions that are more suitable to your best advantage. And I'm going to tell you something that I love about us people. We get so emotional, we want to act. Now, if you shouldn't make decisions out of emotion, and you know emotions take away your ability to make a decision that is most suitable for you, why would you want to make a decision in an emotional state? And see, that's how a lot of what is going on to us as a people, we allow ourselves to be brought into it. Okay? Now, we know that this system is designed for the elimination of the melanated people. Why? Because they know what you don't know. What they know is that you are directly connected in the universe in a manner that is so potent that if you ever really study to grow in how to operate in that manner, they don't know what all you could do. They don't know what you could achieve. What would be your limit? They do know this. The universal law works in time and space to infinity. So if that means the universal law works in time and space to infinity, the whole time that you are alive, you are a threat to them. Because they live their life based on fear. Now, why do I say they live their life based on fear? Because you cannot live in a society that looks at yourself as being superior to others based on your ability to eliminate them. And see, that's what white supremacy is. It's a society that is built for others, that is based on their ability to eliminate others. And if you don't think so, ask yourself this. There are about 5 to 20 different guns in the average household in America. That's how many guns there are. How many is in your house? So your spirit wasn't based on weaponry. We never seen life as a toil. But therefore, we've always enjoyed it. So when someone came in and totally obliterated it with no respect for it, that was shocking to our system. And because the shock was so great, there are times now when we feel victimized just because of the knowledge we have. And that knowledge that we have really is a greater power than any weapon when you learn how to use it. And that's what makes karma so important. Because when you know how to use your karma, you can operate in it in any manner you choose. Why? Because yours is returning back to you as you let it out. So if you're a positive person, you're going to get positive results. And when it comes back in a positive way, if your mind is right, you can really relatively design what you want to do with it. Interesting, huh? I mean, you think about the days when you was a child saying, wow, when I grow up, I'm going to have me a family. I'm going to have 2 or 3 kids or whatever. So this, people always think that that's imagination. No, what you're doing is you are putting the universal forces in effect to serve your purpose. Why serve your purpose? Because you are greater than what you appear to be. And listen, it's not like you have any exclusivity in them, because we all can tap into this in some manner or another. But until we understand it, it does not work for us. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday, and I'm telling you guys, I'm feeling pretty good today. I was feeling kind of heavy laden last night because of all the stuff that my research was returning to me. But I begin to realize that in my time of meditation and prayer, that there is a way we can open the door. And the key just comes to you. See, when you're working on the universal level, the key, I've always had it. I've always operated in it. And I never really thought about it according to the way it was given to me in reference to passing it on. In diverse times, we have to use the versatility of the tools we have available. And our karma can literally be a tool that we use to our advantage. And remember, that's Wise Wednesday, Brother Davis, and you can reach me at 866-510-9025. Call me with any questions, because this is an opportunity for me to take you into many different levels. Do you know there's 3 types of people? There's the dull-minded people, there's the lucid people, and there are those people who are caught in between. What I mean by caught in between? The mindset. The mindset, how they do things. What are they trying to accomplish? But they're, can I? Should I? Should I or should I not? You see, these things all play a role in how we make decisions to improve who we are. Now, I don't know if we're coming up on a commercial. We passed commercial time, but let me keep on going because I wasn't interrupted. But do feel free to call. Reach me at the number. So what Tess said was 866-510-9025. One of the major things that we have to understand is that we are truly virtuous people. Now, the reason why we're virtuous is because we are born without a scorn, a scar, a mark, a sin. So literally, we are born than what is considered to be the wholeness of life. So we can move forward and enjoy our aspect of life any way we want to. When we reach the stage when we can choose and decide. And I see what that requires is like, you know how when you were small, you had to go to kindergarten, first grade, blah, 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 blah. And each level you went up taught you something. Now, here's the catch-22. 90% of the stuff you learn in school has never been a tool for you, because it can't be. You think about it. Even the math you learned when you was in school, your children are learning something so different now that when you look at it, it looks crazy. But that's because of what others are trying to achieve with your life. But they cannot do it if you do not give them the tools to operate you. What does that mean, the tools to operate you? I mean that if you allow yourself to go to McDonald's every day, you give them your resources, and you eat that food is eventually going to do you harm. They're not going to tell you that. But when you go, you give them the keys. You submit your will. See, that is a powerful statement. You submit your will. And when you submit your will, you probably are into a program that you haven't identified. Because when you do it, you don't even think about it. Oh, well, I'm going to run over here to McDonald's on the way to such and such. But in reality, that is a bad habit. And bad habits eventually will kill you. Smoking eventually will kill you. Now, I went from one extreme to the other because I wanted you to see how a bad habit literally can be seen as a metaphor and others a reality. I find it a lot of times that because we look at the world the way we were taught, that they taught us not to see things. Think about that. We have a political system that literally, when we vote, we only even have proof. See, they have taught us to believe what they say and not to seek truth. But that's how the evolution process starts. When you can identify, then you begin. And you cannot be blamed if you don't identify, because that's the trickery being applied to you on a day-to-day basis. Now, I'm going to give you a simple statement. And you think about the statement before you answer to yourself. What is your favorite flavor? Because, see, people see flavors as an aspect of who they are. Oh, I like this or I like that. In reality, that is only an abstract of who you are. And some people say, oh, I like apple, I like cherry. But when you think about the principle of what it does for you, altogether is different because you've never been taught that way. And see, that's what is happening in our environment. When we go to the grocery store and we talk about, oh, wow, what are we going to get? Let's get some mac and cheese. Or let's buy some of those hash browns. You're not looking into what is in that stuff. So the system has done a great job on you. You literally are falling into place according to the program. So now that we are beginning to wake up and we're beginning to realize, you know what, I do want hash browns, but maybe if I just bought the whole potato, I could make my own hash brown. The concept of your thought process has changed the dynamic of what they're programming into you completely. Why? Because you have an understanding of what you want to make, and you also have an understanding of the ingredients that you need. So now you can make exactly what you want and know exactly what's in there, and they do not want you to have that kind of knowledge. You see, America is the most, should I say, uneducated populace when it comes to corporate control. And the reason being is because corporations don't want you to know. That's why the school system is the way it is. It doesn't want you to know. That's why when you go into different organizations, there's always a core group of people, because most of the people in that organization, they want to see the organization work, but they don't want to do the work. But that's how it works when you do the work. So I want you to see the system for what it is. Now, I want you to lace your karma into the system. And when you lace your karma into the system, you can be more honest with yourself, you can be more honest with others, and you don't have to bite your tongue. And all of us have been there. And I'm going to tell you, you know how you know how your wife might look at you and say, "Oh, darling, how does this look on me?" And she might have lost some weight, and that the outfit looks a little big on her. And she likes the outfit. You know, it's one of her favorite dresses. You don't want to disappoint her. So you know what? You have to be very genuine. And see, this adds to your karma, too, because when you think in terms of putting out the message in its most positive form, you could still say the same thing, only in a different way. "Well, you know what, darling, the dress is nice, and I know you like it and everything, but it looks a little big on you. I think, you know, I think you might have lost some weight, and this doesn't have that oomph." See, now, they're beginning to see this from a different perspective. And this is how we have to operate in our karma in the world today. Because I'm going to tell you something. They fear you waking up to understanding karma, because that way you don't fall for anything. When you fall for anything, they don't have to worry about you. But when you start operating the karma and the universe begins to help you identify things before they even express to you, then you already know when you first hear, "I'm not the one. No, not today. Not today." You know, you've been there. And see, I want you to understand, when they talk about coincidence, it's no coincidence. Understand? Let me say that again so you can make it get very clear. There is no coincidence. They want you to believe that. But sometimes the universe tries to communicate with you. And I'm going through a lot of that right now. Why do I say that? It's because there's so many things that are happening to the universe now that I feel like it's absorbing energy from me just to sustain a harmonic balance. And it's just not me, it's thousands and millions of other people who enjoy the benefits of knowledge of the universe. When that sun hits your skin and you can feel the warmth and you can feel and sit in the same spot and say, "Oh, it just feels so good." But yet others cannot. That should tell you that there's something superior working in you that is feared by others than you. So we have to be able to tap into those things so that we can operate in them. Because, see, when they see fear in us, that's like a match to their kerosene. And they like to ignite that. Especially the weak people. Why do I say especially weak people? Because their thought process has already seen themselves as a victim. So when one of these bullies come along and they use a concept on them that they see fear in, "What is your name? What you doing here?" "Pardon me? My name is Richard Davis. I'm here at the Walmart shopping, or I'm here at the farmer's market waiting for my wife outside." "Well, you can't double park your car. Can I see your ID?" "Well, if my car is double parked and all you want to see is my ID, how can I accommodate you?" You see, we have to think in terms of what we're trying to achieve. When you allow your plan to take second seat, you allow someone else's plan to become the priority. And we cannot do that. So that's what makes karma so important, and how we must apply it every day. You see, we have an eternal energy, and this eternal energy can be manipulated, it can be used, it can from time to time be exhausted. But understand, it's an eternal energy. And even the most influential forms of life, or should I say, the most insignificant forms of life in the universe cannot escape this karmatic law. Therefore, spiritual aspirants must learn to desire what is true and to act accordingly to good and righteous results. And when you do, that's what you get. And I'm going to tell you, there's a lot of things going on right now. A lot. But it's not what's going on. It's how you deal with it that makes a difference in your life. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday, and I'm trying to open the door to so you understand. Most people do not believe that they are the only person that is responsible for situations that befall them, good or bad. But yet they are, because of the universal law of karma. So, let's look at everything in the world that's happening around us, and let's look at our lives. Now, the reason why I say that is because, in spite of what's going on, you still got your routine. You should still have a joy that you can indulge in and feel totally elated for the experience because it's yours. I do it all the time. And there's a whole lot of things that may be going on around me. Sometimes, you know, I have to detach myself. Why? Because I've learned to control my emotions a long time ago. And I had to do that when I first learned that the reality of allowing yourself to be emotional can be detrimental to yourself, as well as you are releasing the control of, you are relieving yourself of the control of your karma when you allow emotions to take control. But I wanted that because I literally want to control my karma, and I wanted to control my emotions. So how do I go about approaching this? First of all, I had to understand, you know, if I'm born in virtue, there's a principle there. So if I try to live according to what I was born, the way I was born, then the purpose is magnified in the universe. Now, I'm not saying that everybody should go out here and serve others. No, that's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is that you must be intuitive enough to be the person that you would like others to be to you. And if you would like others to be negative to you, then you have work to do. But if you would like others to treat you with respect, greet you with joy, and lift you up like you lift them up, then literally you are seeking to become in harmony with the universe, which is a universal law. And I'm going to tell you, this is getting good. I can't give you any more clarity than I have about karma, because what I want you to understand is that it's infinite. And if it's infinite, that means that every day you operate, you are putting something out that's going to return to you. And if you put out the right things, it'll return to you in the right way. So if you seek wealth and you're helping others to try to find that wealth along the path that you travel, eventually it'll return to you. It will come to you because you are doing the things along the way to help those others to receive those. If you're a compassionate person, then your compassion will return to you. One of the grandchildren of mine, they like to serve. Okay, so when they go to social events, they like to get involved and be there helping, handing out the food or the clothes, whatever it is. So I told my eldest grand, she said, "Papa, you know what? I want to be the best student in the school, grade wise." I said, "Why do you limit yourself?" She said, "Well, what do you mean, why do I limit myself?" She said, "Well," I said to her, "well, when you say you want to be the best student in the school grade-wise, you're not far off of that. So if you say you want to be the best student in the school, let's see what happens." Well, at the end of that year, she got the Obama Award for Citizenship. And when she got the award and she seen me, she just stopped. And you could see she was rethinking that conversation that we had had. And in reality, she got what her karma put out. This is Brother Davis on The Wise Wednesday, and we are coming up on a commercial. So I'd like you people to pick up your telephones. prepare yourself with your questions. And listen, tap into the source that's available to you today, because we know that the way times are, things are constantly changing. So, if that's the case, then why not take a heaping helping of what's available now? This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday. The number is 866-510-9025. And when we come back, I'm going to take it to the next level of talking about behavior patterns.
Brother Davis,
Scotty,
you still...
Break, who can take it?
Brother Davis, can you hear me? This is Scotty.
Oh, yeah. Come on. I can hear you.
Good evening to you, sir. We still have 5 minutes. It'll be at the top of the hour and the last half hour. So you still got 5 minutes.
Okay, excellent.
Anybody that's on the board,
excellent,
hit star to unmute yourself.
Okay. The first thing I want you to understand is that we are humanity. Now, humanity should be of a quality and not confusion. Quality means that it's in harmony with seeing other humans live a comfortable quality of life. It doesn't mean they have to have a lot of resources, but some do. And when we look at their resources, we can't look at their resources through ego, because we victimize ourselves. Why? Because remember, we're working on a karmatic level. If we want things to change so that we can rise in any given situation that's brought before us, we must make sure that the universe is working to our advantage. Okay, and in doing so, we want to be able to keep in mind certain things. And those certain things is that we must be able to control our emotions. We must be able to resolve issues. We must be able to take the right action. And when we do those things, we'll find that we can achieve anything we want to in this world. And the reason being is because these are universal principles. These work regardless of who you are that is living, and whatever state your life is in. If it's not in this state, you can change it. If it's not in the state you want it in, you can change it. So, you'll find examples all over the place of people who you think are good or the people who you think aren't so good. Because, see, that's the variety of life. But when I say the variety of life, the variety means that it's just different attributes to bring people bring to the table. And understand this. If you are not a part of the problem, then that means that you are activating the solution. I've heard people say, well, you know, if you ain't part of the solution, you're part of the problem. Well, actually, that's really not the case. Because the solution may be derived by one or two people, but cannot be initiated unless the group is involved. See what I'm saying? So that you serve a purpose and a role, but you must determine what that is. And that's why I'm coming to you on Wise Wednesday about karma, to help you determine that that role you play is significant enough for you to open your eyes and want change. And the best part about that change is that it's yours that will bless others. This is Brother Davis on A Wise Wednesday, and I want you to pick up your phones, because there's a lot of things that I want to tell you. My mind is just so full. I want to give it to you, but I need you to stimulate some things so that I can open those doors. So, as we go to the commercial break, keep in mind that you can call in at 866. I just had the number here. Okay. You can call in here at Tando Radio, and the number is 866-510-9025. And after the break, let me hear some calls. Let me stimulate some of that power and light that's in you. This is Brother Davis. We'll be right back.
Black Talk Radio, since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
Welcome back, welcome back, welcome back. Did you know that the human soul uses the mind, the senses, in order to have a human experience? They're much the same way as a person who uses glasses to see the world. When the glasses are colored, everything that is seen through them is colored. And in the same way, when the soul uses the mind, it's a sense. It knows everything that is known in this manner is colored. Now, what does that mean? That means if the mind that is beseeched by ignorance, anger, hatred, anxiety, delusion, etc., will act as a veil, which blocks the vision of the innermost self. So that means there's a lot of things that you can literally be a part of and be victimized by. This is called the agitated state. And see, we all go through it. We can't get around it. The sooner one desires to become fulfilled with another's concept and rises, the deeper the seed is planted. Now, what does that mean? That means you might see something in somebody that you like and ask them, you know, how did you do that? I mean, I have this way of talking, and especially in my work, and the people always say, you know, I like working with this guy. Why? Because I never have a bad day. They say, well, how's your day? My day is great. Why my day is so great is because I don't depend on no one else to make my day, to make me happy. So therefore, I take control, and every day I have is a great day. I wake up in the morning. I might have a couple pieces of fruit, drink me some water, and I'm off and running. But I'm not unique. And see, that's why we must separate ourselves from these agitated stages. You know, you've seen around the people that, oh, they hold a grudge. Oh, they're going to hold a grudge like it has value. But what it does is deteriorate that person's emotional state. But they feel they got a right. They got a right to hold on to that. Well, that agitated state has started to take control of them. And we must be able to identify it, because if we don't identify it, then we become victimized by it, because it means that we are living in a dull state. Now, what's a dull state? A dull state is a dullness of heart. That means a person doesn't have the spirit in them to converse or do the things to help the person in the agitated state find their area of calm. And see, sometimes, you know, you've been around people that you know they just ain't going to do nothing. You know, that doesn't make a difference. What happens to them, they're not going to do anything. And it may be a number of different things involved, but that's just how they live comfortably. And they be very uncomfortable. So we know that there's some things that we can do if we choose to. But if we don't choose to, we also, once again, we're opening up ourselves to receive some karma that we can enhance. And that same karma that we can enhance, we can put a value on later in our lives. Now, I know a lot of you are probably saying, well, how can we do that? Well, see, one thing about the human body, things that are just worldly, and there are things that you just cannot explain. And see, as long as you are living in the world and you're thinking of the world, then those worldly things is what you victimize yourself by. Why? Because your karma was open to those worldly things. Now, I keep putting worldly because I want you to know they're temporal. Literally, they'll one day fall apart, fade away, disintegrate, because they're worldly. Even your thoughts that are worldly are fleeting. I know people who say, you know what, man, when I was a young man, no one ever taught me about abstinence and the importance of it. Well, they never taught you because at that particular time, they were living in the world. When you want to evolve, you're going to come across a lot of things that you would not find in the world. You know why? Because the world is not operating in a spiritual manner. That's what makes your role so important. Because when you operate in the manner that's going to bring you up, you will start receiving the benefits and the reward of that, and then you begin to realize you have some control here. Now, you best be very careful, because if those people that are around you to see that too are going to also see that in you. And they're going to want some of that too, and you're going to have to be able to be discerning enough to share that idea of how you achieved what it is that you have achieved with them without a cost to them. Now, the reason why I say it like that is because people literally will victimize themselves wanting to be a part of. And they may offer you money, they may offer you something else. But when they do that, your virtue is called into question. So therefore, in order to hang on to your virtue, you must be strong enough to say, you know what, sis, thank you, but no thank you. That's not necessary. Let me go ahead and demonstrate this, show you how this operates. You see, that way, you're building a virtue in your karma that will pay you reward. And that reward we're going to need in these diverse times, because there is so much negativity that's being projected out and on and around you that they expect you to fall to it. No, I don't. You've heard me say many times, I believe I can achieve the impossible. We must achieve the impossible to those people who don't understand, because they're looking at from the standpoint of what they're trying to achieve. They're not looking from the standpoint of what our thought process is. And those who are, literally, are knowing who you are, what you are, your potential. Why do you think that we're under attack, whatever, did you name it, we're under attack by it? Our air is under attack. Our water is under attack. Our speech is under attack. Our education system is under attack. Political system is under attack. Our neighborhood's under attack. Now, I could do this all day long. And the reason being is because you possess a inspirational energy that they will never be able to master, so they do everything they can to control you. Because if they control you, they don't have to worry about your energy. Think about it. If the light switches off, they don't have to worry about seeing what's in the room. But when that light switches on, everything is seen. Everything is on. You can see it all. So this is why these principles of karma play a very, very, very important role in your life. You realize that our karmic connection between me and my wife was totally opposite when we first got together. Totally. And I even said to her one time, I'll never forget it, I know she'll laugh about it if she's listening. I said, you know what, we need each other. You need me, and I need you. And she just looked at me. Because she was uncertain. She's young. I was young. I'm here. To her, I guess I was rather rash in my speech and what I was trying to do, but I was building. And I know this was an opportunity here. And she was like, I don't know if I'm ready for you. I don't know if you're ready. I want to deal with you. So that's understandable. All right, well, I'll tell you what. Let's just be friends and let's see how this flows. So that's how we started. And the best part about that was because we became friends first. I got to know her in the manner of a friend before we even considered approaching intimacy. Intimacy changes things. Everybody knows that, but they don't operate in it. But when you operate in it, it's entirely different altogether. That's why I say karma plays such a great role. And we have to understand that we are always putting ourselves in a position for our karma to bless us. You see, I know you may have been told or you may not have been told, but in this life of time and space, It is supposed to be a blessing to you and a training ground for you. Blessing to you so that you can experience all of the essences of senses that the body does. Feel, touch, smell, taste. These things are so unique that there's only one area in infamy that you can enjoy them, and that is in the area of time and space. That's what makes these shells so unique. And I'm going to tell you, you know, some days you feel like you could conquer the world, and other days you just feel a little down. But see, the best part about that is as you grow, if you take care of these shells, it'll last you 100 years. That's, once again, that's karma. Because, see, some people destroy themselves. You know, I've talked to you about already about people who decide to smoke. They're one of them. They might just be vulgar people and curse all the time. And they always say, you know, how come we don't want to hang? You don't want to hang out with me? It's not that I want to hang out with you. Because I just don't want to be beat up by words that are not conducive to my growth. And you think about it, you know, son. And sometimes when you speak about it in a genuine way, you can change people. But it's your sincerity, the virtue of you speaking into their lives. Understand that. The sincerity of the virtue of you speaking into their lives that make a difference. And sometimes, I'm going to tell you, the joys that come return in multiples, immensely in multiples. So you can't be... You can't feel as though you're stepping outside of your realm because you're a greater part of the universe than you understand. What is the limit to your universe? And if your universe is like mine and it's limitless, then I'm tapping into every aspect of that I admire, enjoy, and that makes me happy into the intimacy of having it. But what do I mean by the intimacy of having? I mean, in every level of your life, you can enjoy it. So it's not limited to a certain day or a certain time. No. It's for you to enjoy anytime you want to. That is what is called, that is why it's called the intimacy. See, a lot of times, people fail to realize that as long as they live, they can make changes, they can grow, they can be victimized, they can. So if they can, that means you can. And if you can, all you got to do is choose the path that's conducive to what you want. I hear people all the time saying, well, you know, if I had the money, if I could pay this bill, that's because of where their mind is at. But you know what? If they went out and tapped into those very type of people that we are becoming, they'll find out those are very minute things on the external level. That means they're on the temporal level. They're not going to have anything to do with the long-range establishment of the things they can change unless they can't move beyond them. And there are many who can't. And we can't be down on them. We just need the opportunity to show them. And some may, you could do it 1,000 times. It may not make a difference to their life. But you will come to a point where you change. And when you change, you're going to start looking at yourself different. You know why? Because your body belongs to the earth, but your soul belongs to the heavens. If you've never heard that before, let me say it again. Your body belongs to the earth, but your soul belongs to heaven. So therefore, since it's a God consciousness, it's infinite. Every aspect of whatever you want to achieve is infinite. And don't stop. You ever hear people say, well, you know, I was going to do this, but I couldn't get that done, so I decided not to. They gave up on themselves. Your body is a thermometer. Sometimes it's going to be red hot, and sometimes it's going to be real cold. But your karma is the switch that you can control that with. Through your daily actions, you can be the one who's controlling the highs and the lows. And listen, I don't care who you are, you're going to run into times where you're just going to say to yourself, I can't believe they did that. I can't believe they said that. People do. So therefore, you got to reach a point where you can reason. But when you reason, all you're using is your speech. Because, see, the power of reasoning and speech is of paramount importance, because of what you understand is what determines your experience in the outer world, as well as your inside. Now, I say that exclusively because, see, a lot of people don't separate that, what's going on outside of them, from what's going on inside of them. But what we're talking about is inside of you. Actually, if you go back and you listen to my shows, most of my shows are talking about your ability to take control, your ability to do for you. And so what's important about that is that you are no longer giving that away. That's right. You are no longer saying, you know what, okay, no, especially if it's not what you want to do. Searching for oneself in the world is the pursuit of ultimate joy. And it's a pursuit of illusion. Because you're building things in your mind that your actions are literally trying to apply to reach those goals. And a lot of times, we fail to realize the importance of even something as easy as saying hello. And I mean, there was a lady on Facebook, she wrote about the woman at the bus stop. She was homeless. She said she was here at the bus stop every day. But every day, she would say hello to her. And this lady began to wonder, why is she speaking to me? Because she, in her mind, she thought she was invisible to people. So she said to her one day, she said, well, why do you speak to me every day before you get on the bus? And she said, because I don't know you and I don't have to love you. And she said, why do you say that? She said, well, you think about the times and the interactions we had. And she got to thinking, yeah, well, there were times that you gave me sandwiches and you gave me some $2 here, or you invited me someplace. She even said, I remember one time you came and got me and you took me to a clothing drive and I got a nice winter coat. So you see, you never know how your karma is going to return back to you. That's why it is so important for us to take precedent in all of our thoughts and ideas. Take control of our lives. Start doing the things that are going to ensure that we live as long as we possibly can, because we are the sole monitors, or should I say the sole proprietors of our body. Do you know that if you operate in according to yourself and you polish yourself off with your karma, then your body is very capable of living to see 100, 120 years. Why? Because it's been designed that way. And maybe even more. So you think about that. I mean, you might be able to live to see 4, 5, maybe even 6 generations of your offspring. Think about that. That's a powerful, powerful thought. That means that I may be able to play with the grandkids of my grandkids. I mean, that is awesome to me. Because sometimes I'll be thinking, what would your names be? What would you call? Now, perfect example, my wife named our oldest daughter Jewel. Jewel named her oldest daughter Jewel. So I'm saying, well, now, you know, well, she got this thing about Jewel. One's Jewel and one's Justice. The youngest is Justice. So she got her J thing going on. So I'm thinking, wow, what are their grandchildren going to be like? That would be six generations. You see the power of infinity in what we do. Is the karma bringing back around to solidify the cycle of life. And if we don't tap into it, you cannot hold me responsible. I can't hold you responsible. Because guess what? Our lives may be so different then. I hope to have a quality of consciousness so that I could go out here and still be growing and still be doing the things that I do now that I have so much joy. And the reason being is because the things that I do now are building my body so that I can be the person I want to be by the time that third generation or the sixth generation comes around. So, when I see all of this stuff going on out here that we have no control over because the deceivers have deceived us and deceived themselves. Because if you go to the fast food stores, I'm telling you about when you eat the food and the food's going to make you fat, you look around. Because that is literally causing you heart disease. Do you realize the second leading killer in America today is heart disease, and it really comes from the food choices that we make? You are what you eat. And just think, you can operate that in your karma on a daily basis. And the best part about it is that you will receive rewards, and your offspring will receive rewards based on how you live your life, because guess what? The children emulate the example. Side note. See, that's why the Europeans want black people to emulate them. Because if they emulate them, they don't have to worry about them because they become safe black people. Because they emulate me. See, they want to be like me. But when you see a black person that steps out and he's different from them, and he dresses different, and he carries himself different, and he speaks with a sternness, but yet a knowledgeability that you want to know more, then those are the type of people that even if you don't spend a lot of time around them, you can walk past them and ask one question and get something and keep going. And I did this here for myself one time. I walked by, brother. I said, you know what, man? I said, what do you read? He looked at me and he said, I read Iceberg Slim. I was about what? Maybe the ninth grade, 10th grade. Iceberg Slim. I said, okay, brother. Yep, right on wrong. You know I went out and got Iceberg Slim? Yes, I did. And it was a very nice, very teaching book to me. Because it spoke about the 60s and how people were carrying themselves and what was expected out of them. And I didn't realize at the time that I was operating any spiritual principle. But it put me on the path to reading. I'm talking about, when I say put me on the path to reading, I was relatively living some of what I was reading. But then, as I began to expand, I found other things that interest me. One thing that interests me was the civil rights movement, the writers of the civil rights movement. Okay, that was cool and everything, and I was starting to read you some of that fear stuff, but now check this out. This is how karma comes around. I came out to service. I was working as a street vendor, and I was just making some silver and not silver. As a matter of fact, I started out with copper and tin, copper and brass, and I was making jewelry, and I was learning how to do it, and I was selling on the corner. We used to shoot for what was called $50 days. At that time, if you're selling brass and copper, and you got $50 that day, that was a good hustle, because guess what? For $10, you can go buy a bunch of brass and a bunch of copper and make more stuff for tomorrow, as well as you had enough money to eat that day and kick into the, well, I lived with in a commune of people at that particular time, and you had to pay, bring in a certain amount of dollars every day so that we could maintain the house that we was in, and it was very nice at that stage of my life. So, my brother came out here one day, and he said, you know what, man, you need to up your scale. I said, what do you mean up my scale? He said, you need to go up to silver, because you can put a greater demand on silver. So I said, okay. So we're making jewelry, and he's already into silver now. He's really good. So he says, look, I need you to go with me to an appointment. I said, to an appointment? He said, yeah. He said, I got a client that is right here in Philly, and she wants us to come over there and do some stuff. So she, all he did was he draw up different designs, and if she liked a particular design or not, then what he would do is say, okay, make this here and hand it to me, and say, make this in a 2-inch size. And all I would do was draw the design on the silver, and then I would cut the silver out. Not seeing his vision, but just keeping the process moving, okay? Now, I told y'all, I had started really getting into reading heavy, all right, and I got into the civil rights movement. Guess who his client was? Nikki Giovanni. And I was, believe me, when I met her, she took my breath away. She was so down to earth. She said, come on in, AJ. She said, it was good to see you, brother. She said, I hope you bought some nice things. And he said, oh, well, you know, so I always bring you my best. And she, at that time, she was an up-and-rising young poet, and she was doing different things on the news and everything. And I remember my brother looking at me and said, hey-o, hey-o. And I'm saying, oh, yeah, excuse me. And he said, you all right? I said, yeah, this is Nikki Giovanni's house. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, he said it is. He said, but there's a lot of people in my clientele that said a lot of times, well, I might want you to go with me so we can do some work. So I got in there, and I was listening to her and him talk, and she had I'll never forget the real down-to-earth bohemian-type room we were in. And it was just one of the many rooms probably in her inner-city apartment. Very nice apartment, by the way. And we had pillows on the floor. She had mirrors, books all over the place. And she had these little lights. But if you wanted to grab a book and crawl over by the light, just pull up a pillow, you could read. I mean, it was so unique like that. And then she made some tea and everything, you know. Now, I'm making this jewelry, and I'm looking up every once in a while, and I'm pinching myself. This is Nikki Giovanni's house. So I asked her, I said, what school did you go to? She said, I went to West Virginia University, West Virginia Tech. And I kind of thought that was strange, because Philadelphia has so many schools. So I said to her, Philadelphia has so many schools, I would think that someone with your talents would have gone to school here. She said, well, no, I wanted to get away from my parents. And see, I didn't have identification with that at that time. But that's what she had told me and set her off on a path that allowed her to be able to control her own future. We had a great day there that day. We must have been there about 4, maybe 5 hours. He made her about 5, maybe 6 pieces of earrings, rings, and a couple bangles. If you notice those silver bangles you see me wear on my arm, Nikki Giovanni always has them on. So if you ever see a chance to get her, to see her, look on her arm. You see those silver bangles on there? That's for a day's work. That's a personal plug, but you never know how your karma is going to come back to you. This is what I'm trying to tell you. So when you open that door for personal growth, you're putting seeds out there to bring you the very thing that you want to grow in later down the line. So it is important that we understand that we are always operating in karma, and regardless of what we do, where we are, or who we with. I also want to bring to your attention that the examples that you represent are so, so much greater than the circumstances that you're in. You will have ups and downs. I remember I told you that you're like a thermometer. But as long as you keep your emotions in control, your ignorance of self will not invade you. And what does that mean about ignorance of self? There are things about us that we just don't want people to know, that we know, but everybody has ignorance of self. Might have done something that you just look back at and say, wow, I wish I did different. These things literally can take a hold of you and twist you if you don't, are not able to control them. We need a calmness and a trustfulness and a gentleness in how we operate with others. Now, why do I say a calmness, a trustfulness, and a gentleness? Because we are not operating in one area. If they show they're not worthy of that, then you could easily smile and exit. And the best part about smiling and exit, you don't have to make an excuse. You can if you want to. But you know what I said? Excuse me, I gotta go. But that's how I operate it. Is there someone in queue?
No, it's break, Brother Davis.
Okay, brother, go ahead with it. Just go with it. Check it out.
Radio Network. For podcasts and live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Right, welcome back. Welcome back. This is your brother Davis. The number is 866-510-9025. And I do encourage you to call. This is the last half hour. I'm going to focus this half hour on a unique part of your state. This state of consciousness, which we'll be experiencing, is when the mind is in a serene state. This is referred to as a lucid mind. And a lucid mind is a quality which is characterized by the detachment of the ego and the identity with your higher self. What do I mean? With the detachment of your ego, you allow yourself to rise. Because ego, whether you want to accept it or not, is an attribute of emotion also. But in order for us to really find where we want to go, we want to leave these things behind, because guess what? If we control them here, we do not have to worry about them ever again. If you can control these things in this time and space, you reach a point in your life of called gentle nature. And your gentle nature is a stage of stretching yourself to the next level. Your energy transforms. People think, now this is just to give you an idea of what Westernism has done to you. They've told you that when your body dies, your body stays here and is buried. Well, that's not necessarily true, because now they burn you up. Yes, they burn bodies right up. But you have to understand, I said to you before, that your body is the earth, but your soul is heaven. So if you are going through a transformation period, which that literally dictates the fact that your energy is being transformed to another level, you were taught with something bad. It is not something bad. What is bad is when you bring it on through your actions. Once again, we go back to karma and habits. Because literally, if you're not doing the things that are conducive to a higher level of living, then how can you reach a higher state of spirituality? See, one is in conjunction with the other. And I say it like that because the higher forms of fulfillment, it allows a person to understand the underlying basis of their creation. And understand how I said that. It allows a person to understand the underlying basis of their creation. You were not created to be miserable in a world that is self-destructive. We have allowed this to happen because we have been victimized by the sheer shock of a lack of respect for life. And over the years and the centuries, we have been subdued into thinking that they have that right. They don't. If you look at Syria right now, if you look at North Korea right now, what is being done to them is a infringement on their sovereignty. And when we sit back and let things like fast foods, medical doctors, medical pills, things that we don't even know, they're just taking somebody's word for it, if this is what you need, then we are submitting our sovereignty to somebody who may be literally trying to make a boat payment, trying to buy a new house. So literally we are opening ourselves up to something that has nothing to do with who we are or what we're trying to achieve. That's why we must take back the control of our lives. We must turn the TV set off and pick up a book that's going to teach us about us. You know what happens when you swallow? Do you know there's 15 different ways that you can breathe? And each one of them serves a purpose? See, we're not learning about us. We're learning about empire. that gives you nothing in return. We're learning about sports that only take your resources. You see, we have bit into their system, lock, stock, and barrel, with not only our time, but our resources. Until now. You see, now that you know, you don't have to know more. You know, I told you before about me and the NFL and how they just, when a city doesn't build them a new stadium, they just take a team and go. Well, when they do that, all those people that were invested in that team in that town are just hung out to dry. And that's not fair. You know why it's not fair? Because those people invested in that team, and that team was taking all of their resources at every opportunity it could, but when it wanted to go to get more resources, when the greed got sold to the point where it was paramount, then they put demands. Okay, you know, we'll stay here if you build us a stadium. But yet, the local people can't go to the stadium to watch the games because the tickets are dry. You see, that's buying into the program. I'm trying to give you avenues of thought in reference to all of this, from food to sports. And you can go on and on, because you know what's taking your resources. Ask what yourself is, what are you getting in return? Are you just having a feel-good moment? Because if you just want a feel-good moment, then you can buy a CD of jokes, laugh as long as you want to, and know that you can play that CD 1,000 times and enjoy it for that one price. But the system, as you program to keep coming back and to keep paying over and over and to keep coming back and to keep paying over and over, and it doesn't want you to utilize your time. You ever see them people play those video games? What do they get out of that but a personal satisfaction that they beat the game that pays them nothing, that teaches them absolutely nothing? Oh, by the way, someone tells me it gives you good reaction time. Well, I guess that's for your fingers, if that's how you want to see it. We must be more conscious about who we surrender our sovereignty to, because everybody is out to take some of it. And if we do not become good, what is the word I want to use? We want to be good orderlies in the conservance of our time and our resources. We want to be good orderlies when it comes to looking at what we're eating and what is in it, so that it will edify our bodies. We got to stop eating for taste and start eating for nutrition. Small side fact on the sidebar, those people don't know this. I'm going to tell you. And the reason why they don't know is because big business don't want you to.
I think we lost Brother Davis. Actually, it went out. Great, awesome show. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give us a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Just some of the things that's been said in chat, because I missed some of it. Peace family, awesome show, Brother Davis. And also, living the dream every day. And then that was a good one, being alpha is important. and then in the chat says, say that, King. Wow, that's heavy. So what a treat to have Brother Davis. And then it says, said I was not trying to react, but a home run, as always. That's what Brother Davis does. So very, very important. I missed some of the show. I could hear some of it. As we were going. So if you'd like to get in on the conversation, don't hesitate. Brother Davis was knocked out, but I think he'll be back in a second. So give us give him a call, 866-510-9025, so you can just ask any questions or make any comments directly to Brother Davis about the show. So important. Big ups to my man, Brother Bragg, who is there, and everyone else that's listening. Remember, right after Tando Radio Show, you're going to have the new Abolition Radio Show coming on. That's right after Max is in queue, ready to have a great show for you all. So make sure you stick around for that right after Wise Wednesday. So just waiting for Brother Davis to get back in. If he's going to be able to get back in, he may not be able to get back in. I would always say for everyone, you definitely should want to engage. Call in with Brother Davis' show. It helps so that he can know where you are and how you are perceiving what's being said. Very, very important, because, you know, a lot of times when you're on the other side, you have no clue. You know, as I said before, and those of you that have never done a radio show or did a broadcast, you don't know who's out there. And it would be good, and it helps to bring more content. It helps to bring more clarity and to refine the message when there's interaction. That's why I always say that a dialogue is much, much more important than a monologue. So for those of you that happen to and listen to Tando Radio Show, for those of you that have already engaged and those that haven't engaged, definitely continue to engage with your questions and your comments. It actually helps the show and the network to grow as we become more and more proactive, because it's actions that change the interaction between things that have been adversely placed before. So we need to have a different reaction to everything. So, and I would, as I always say, it's so important for us to have a backbone instead of a wishbone. We should be acting out things and creating from our true talents and capabilities that were given to us as a gift from love, and to maintain our overall sustainability. But that choice is always up to us. So definitely would love to always on Wise Wednesday give Brother Davis a call. And my man, hey, what's up, Mac? My man Max says, peace, Sam, always try and hear some of the show. Yes, and greatly, greatly appreciate you, Brother Max. Much love, much respect to you and family. And so Brother Max's show is coming on right after Tando Radio Show, and I don't think that we're going to get Brother Davis back on. So what we probably do, we'll definitely end out. This is usually the time that I come in anyhow. And so what I want to definitely say to you, I missed some of the show today, but everything that I was able to hear and what Brother Davis was able to impart, that's in my overall spirit, was sincere, and it was very edifying, as usual and as always. But it's not something that we should all take advantage of. This is something that we should actually cultivate and to nurture, so that it will continue to do that and grow, because that's what's really, really important. Us engaging in collective prudence. And collective prudence means nothing more than sharing. You give, we give, and we all need each other. And once we become self-sufficient and self-reliant, then what need would we have for a dependency on a system that's been so thoroughly sifting and stealing our energy? Very, very important that we harvest our energy for our own sustainability and prosperity. So, so very important. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to end out the show a little bit earlier today. It's never goodbye. It's always we'll see you later. New Abolition Radio is coming up right after Tando Radio Show. Max is there ready to go. So make sure you all stick around and give them a call. Give Max and I'm pretty sure, I'm not quite sure if Scotty's going to be in on today, but usually he is there. So definitely give them a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. Let's continue to build, ladies and gentlemen. Continue to watch what's going on, and so that when the system springs its trap, it won't find you captive. Much love, much respect, Strategic Melon. Yes, much love, much respect to you, and for all of your energy. Truly, truly do appreciate you. So we'll talk to you all soon. We're going to get ready to get out of here, and New Abolitions Radio is coming on next. It's never goodbye. It's we'll always see you later. Peace. All right, well, we don't want any dead air up. I guess Scotty is, you know, had to do a couple of things. He'll be right on in a moment. So let me just hold on the line for you all until the next show is coming up. So Scotty should be coming up any second. And I definitely would say make sure that you all continue to prepare and be ready for what's going to be happening as you continue to be prodigious savers. And so that is going to have so much leverage for our overall, for your family, for yourself, and more importantly, for our community. So, so important. And this will be some great opportunities that will be coming up right as they try to move in on seizing more of our energy to where we will become more dependent on the system, which is not necessary for our overall standing in life and in our spiritual journey in this evolution, excuse me, in this eternal process known as the great life that was given to us in great fortune from the great creator. So Scotty should be coming up any moment. I see Max is there ready to go, so I'm gonna get out of the way.
What's happening, brother? How you doing?
Hey, brother Max, how are you, my friend?
I've had an interesting day, but everything turned out okay. I just wanted to say thank you for the work you put in here on a regular basis, and you know, really sharing, talking about topics of survival tactics, really survival tactics, how not to just fall over and die in this environment. So you greatly appreciate it, brother.
Well, brother Max, I appreciate what you do, and this is what we should be doing is actually taking a vested interest in each other. And the thing about it is that we actually, for you and for Scotty, brother, you know, brother Davis, and everyone that actually engages in the show, we've taken a vested interest in our community because we've first taken a vested interest in ourselves. We look at ourselves as who we truly are, not what the system has told us we are. And I appreciate that from you, and I look forward to doing things and engaging even further with you and with your show and just doing so much more, brother. So much love, much respect. And so I'm going to get out of the way for your great show, for you and Scotty. So Scotty should be coming up on the board now. And so everyone stand by for New Abolition Radio that's coming up right after Tando. Peace. All right, Max. I'll talk to you, brother.
Peace, fam.
Gold dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.